A story is circulating about crucifixions in Egypt. The investigation into the murder of a Christian worker in Jordan continues, and a school in Zambia inches nearer to its goals. All this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians are being crucified by the Muslim Brotherhood in front of Egypt's presidential palace. Or are they? Apparently, this is the latest in stories that spread like wildfire on the internet. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says,
"What I heard from Open Doors people in Egypt is that they cannot confirm that had happened. So I'm saying right now it is probably false."
But there is a risk to these stories.
The persecution itself is bad enough, and I don't think we need stories like these. It actually takes away of what really is happening in Egypt.
Persecution has been steadily increasing in Egypt since the Muslim Brotherhood came to power. Many believers have fled the country. For the remnant, it's revival. Dykstra explains.
Christians who remain are being a beacon of light to their neighbors, whether they be Muslims or any other kind of minority.
We turn next to Jordan, where police have a suspect in custody for the murder of 55-year-old Cheryl Harvey. Harvey was a Southern Baptist representative serving as an English teacher for the last 24 years. Police say a 17-year-old Jordanian handyman confessed to killing her when she caught him stealing. Through her work, Harvey expressed the love of Christ to generations of Jordanian students. There's more on her legacy at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Forum 18 News Service says Kazakhstan is sending another religious refugee back to Uzbekistan. Forum 18 notes that Kazakhstan returns religious refugees in order to maintain good standing with China and Uzbekistan. In this case, it's a pastor Uzbek authorities have been hunting since 2007. He faces imprisonment for multiple violation of the country's strict religion laws. Pray for the pastor and his wife, who's pregnant with their fifth child. Meanwhile, studies say a major quake will hit Tokyo within the next few years. This, combined with recent seismic activity around the city, paints an uncertain future for Japanese citizens.
Culturally, as a nation, they prefer to avoid uncertainty, and they're sitting on a lot of uncertainty right now.
The Japan VP for Asian Access, Mary Jo Wilson, says this anxiety has many Japanese seeking eternal certainties through Christ.
We're seeing an incredible openness and people wanting to know more. It's not just Christianity as an idea or concept, the moral code, but really wanting to know more about Christ.
Asian Access continues to help survivors of last year's tsunami. Wilson says relief efforts and salvation's eternal security have broken down cultural and spiritual barriers.
So the walls have been broken down around the church.
As a result, more churches are being planted in Japan. Pray for pastors as they tend to growing flocks. Find more ways to help at missionnetworknews.org. And an education is a gift in rural Zambia. It means a way out of poverty. Access to schools is limited for a majority of people in rural Zambia. So when somebody builds a school, the community sits up and takes notice. Kids Alive Zambia has two schools in the western part of the country, but 500 students later, they've outgrown their space in Mangu. Director Jim Kongwa says their new building is about 50% complete.
We are waiting to put up the roof, and that's when I think we can begin to enroll some new kids and also transfer some kids from our old school.
They're hoping to be finished by October and enroll 200 students. It's a crucial part to ministry growth. Kongwa explains that it's a door opener into the wider community.
Most of the parents know that we're a Christian school. They are able to be encouraged even to accept the Lord Jesus Christ because they see what that we as an NGO are able to do for their children. So that really helps.
Take a more in-depth look at the impact of this story at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how they're offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.